It's a very sad situation that people who have been hurt and wounded, instead of seeking deliverance from it, they perpetuate that wound and they transmit it to others. This is why I am absolutely convinced that they want to inculcate youth with the idea that homosexuality is okay. I think what they're often doing is repeating what has happened to them, because they've been introduced to this usually at a young life, in a young age and early on in their lives, and they want to do the same thing to others. So rather than being a force for helping people to avoid it and to be delivered from it, they have instead become a force for trying to introduce it to people, to young people, the same way they were introduced. And it's really tragic. And, look, they claim that we hate them, and there's nothing we can do to persuade them otherwise, because if you don't go along with what they want to do, they're going to label you as a hater. But if they could see into our hearts and see the love of God that we have for them and the desire to see them set free, they'd have a whole new picture, but they simply can't see it because they're spiritually darkened. I don't have any data or study to give a definitive answer to this, but I can tell you, based on anecdotal observation and experience, I've heard a lot of young black ladies say that a lot of young black men seem to be, quote-unquote, gay, that I've heard them complain about it. They say so many of these guys are homosexuals. And they're frankly frustrated by it, because they're saying, these are often nice-looking men. They look like they could build a life for themselves, but they're not interested in a marriage to a woman. They're interested in being with another man. So there's something that's going on in the community, and I think fatherlessness has contributed to it greatly. Because of course, if you haven't been loved by your father, then you just like young ladies do. Young men can do the same thing. They can make the mistake, particularly if they're recruited into it. They find a man who will love them and give them what they're looking for, but sexualize them, then they end up for the rest of their lives often looking for love in all the wrong places.